This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
It is Rock and Roll Friday on The Savage Nation. Yours truly, Michael Savage, with you for the next 2 hours live. What do the following countries share in common? Austria, Belgium, Finland, Germany, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, the Netherlands, Hungary, Japan, Israel. They share something in common. You know what that is? They all ban or reject fluoridation of water. That's right. They don't drink the poison that we drink here in America. Now, I'm going to take a wild stand today. And before I begin this topic of the dangers of fluoride in your drinking water, I'm going to say that there are conspiracy theories around the fluoridation of water. Yes, there are conspiracy theories, but there's also strong science and strong medicine supporting eliminating this toxic metal from our water supply. It's true that back in the 1950s, it was said that the communists had conspired to fluoridate our water, which is nonsense. It wasn't the communists. It was other forces. And I'm going to talk about the dangers of fluoride in your water, amongst other topics. I'm going to read you some headlines. I'm going to invite you to call the show, and I'll tell you why I'm doing this health topic today. It's because it's an important one. I find that there's almost no information about health in talk radio at all anywhere. I'm not putting anyone down. I'm just telling you. It's a field I know a lot about, so I may as well use what I know a lot about. Anyone can read your stories about Acosta stepping down. I predicted he would step down. When it happened last week, I said he'd be gone within a week. Did I not? I have the tape. I'm very, very good at predicting politics. That's why it bores me to death. It's a slow field for me. I mean, it's like watching tennis for me. It's too slow a game to watch. It's like watching golf, too slow a game to watch. Watching politics, too slow a game to watch. I said Acosta would be gone in a week. He was a liability to Trump, so they threw him overboard. Of course, they made believe he resigned on his own to let the president do his thing. Come on, that's the way it's done. In the old days, he just would have disappeared. Pastor out at famed Riverside Church after sex toy shopping spree. I'm shocked to see that they put in a radical lesbian feminist as a pastor, and she took people on a sex toy shopping spree. What'd you expect? What should I do? Butter this one up too and put jam on it as well? Okay, there's other topics, but I'm going to get back to the fluoride, I guarantee you. What's in your water, the history and dangers of fluoride. If you want to cut to the chase, go to michaelsavage.com and read the fabulous article on this, written by my associate on the website, Helen Cunningham, PhD. She did great research on it, and you'll see all the relationships between male infertility, thyroid deficiencies, IQ deficiencies, skeletal fluorosis, etc. So what are the other topics I'm going to talk about as you're calling the Savage Nation? Well, first of all, I got to give you the phone number. Phone number on Rock and Roll Friday is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. And what do you feel is the most important story out there now that no one is talking about? Because it is open mic to mic Friday. What is the number one thing bothering you about the government of today or the news cycle of today? Okay. Again, the phone number to call, and you must call now because a lot of calls flood right in, is 855-400-7282. So let me read you some of the stories that I probably won't get to because I'm going to go right into fluoride in a few minutes. The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, said today, well, yesterday, that there will be unthinkable harm if the debt ceiling is not raised. Did you hear what he just said? We're swimming in debt. We're sinking in debt. We're dying from debt. It's like the Weimar Republic printing money, and he wants to print more money. He says there'll be unthinkable damage if the White House and Congress fail to raise the federal debt limit. Sick. Meanwhile, the psychotics on the left are promising to import 700% more illegal aliens. That's Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMAS, is promising to import more than 700% more foreign refugees if she becomes president. Now, why would she do that? Why does she want to do that to this country? Why would she bring in 700% more of them? What is it, just about the voters? I don't understand how you can vote for this. I don't know a single Democrat listening to this show, and there are many who do, who want an informed decision to oppose, let's say, conservative views. Why would any of you want 700% more refugees? Are you that insane? Most of you are on Social Security. Where's the money supposed to come from? Buttigieg's Pander, a Marshall Plan for Black America. He's in the toilet. He's finished. He's sinking faster than, well, you feel it. I don't know, a metaphor. In San Francisco, wealthy opponents of a new shelter claim homeless are bad for the environment. No kidding. I mean, if you don't like human feces, you're not going to want the homeless around. If you don't want your child, well, there are no children in San Francisco, sorry, except illegal alien children. All the other people move out to raise their children. I mean, you know about the hypodermic needles found in the sand of parks, like in North Beach. You know about that? From all the junkies who shoot up drugs and throw the hypos into the sand. You haven't heard about it. Who is this mayor? Where'd they get this fool from? Texas reporter watches 300 migrants cross border in 6 hours. It's really under control, man. Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall. Build that wall, you fool. Lock her up. Texas reporter watches 300 migrants cross border in 6 hours. It's a flood. A flood, but it's not enough for Elizabeth Warren. Chicago mayor bans ICE from police database before raid. She should be put in jail. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot said she's going to bar ICE from accessing its police databases. Therefore, the mayor is violating federal immigration law. Therefore, the mayor should be thrown in prison. Now, you want to see Trump get tough? That's what he should be doing instead of talking about the other rubbish. Let's see what else. In L.A., desperate to get rid of the homeless, some are using prickly plants, fences, and barriers. No kidding. And then they want them in their backyard, and they want them in your backyard. These are some of the topics. The dangers of fluoride in your drinking water. Most of the developed countries do not have fluoride in their water. You may not know that. Fed chairman warns of unthinkable harm if debt ceiling isn't raised. What is he, insane? Where are the fiscal conservatives in this administration? Are there any? They're all fiscal socialists, every last one of them. I want you to name one fiscal conservative who works for Donald Trump. Name one. Go ahead. I challenge you. All you MAGA hat wearers out there, name one fiscal conservative who works for Donald Trump. There are none. There are none. So these are some of the topics that are really, really big. And that's why it's a really big topic. So let me begin with the fluoride thing in a minute. So this morning I go to the market to get some bagels and stuff for the day. Whatever I'm going to eat for lunch, I'll cook during the show. I will not eat on air. Apparently, it's offensive to some. I don't know why it should bother you if I eat on the air, but okay, I won't do it. It offends people. It's a different age. I can't do shtick on the show anymore. Apparently, people don't like to hear me chewing and stuff. All right, they find it offensive. I won't do it. However, so I go to the market to buy bagels and lunch, whatever I'm going to have later, and there it is. Well-dressed white woman, nicely clothed, reasonably intelligent-looking. And there she is with a sweet little white girl buying her a giant pastry for breakfast. Every instinct in me, every protective instinct in me wanted to go up and say, ma'am, do you know you're poisoning your child? Ma'am, have you read Feingold's work from the 1970s? Ma'am, he revolutionized our understanding of the dangers of sugar on the young mind. I didn't say a word because I would have been arrested for something or other. First of all, she would have spit in my face and called the police. Secondly, she was too stupid herself to even understand what I was saying, or else she wouldn't be doing this to her child. See, the mothers have been raised on sugar, so the children are being raised on sugar. The children's brains are rotting as a result. They're winding up little drug addicts at very early ages because of hyper and hypoglycemia as a result of the sugar spikes. But it's like talking to a wall. A dog would understand faster what I'm telling you. Do you know the things that are banned in dog food are given to our children in this country? The same white parents who read every ingredient of dog food feed their children poison every day. I'm just telling you. That's what's going on. 855-407-2822. So let me begin again with fluoride. And again, this goes back to the 50s. It was controversial in the 50s, and it was then dismissed as a conspiracy theory that was put out by the anti-communists, which is pure nonsense. It's pure nonsense. Fluoride should not be in our water. Fluoride is a toxic poison. And if you want to read about it, you can go to michaelsavage.com and then make up your own mind. But again, I caution you before you come to a conclusion to ask yourself, why would these nations ban fluoride? Israel bans it. Japan bans it. Hungary, Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Germany, Finland, Belgium, and Austria ban it. In Europe, only Ireland, Poland, Serbia, Spain, and the UK fluoridate their water supplies. Now, why would the UK fluoridate their water? Why? Okay. So now we're talking about the reason water was fluoridated. It was to reduce cavities. Well, if you want to reduce cavities by using fluoride, you can brush fluoride on your teeth and then spit it in the sink. That way it's not systemically ingested and you're not poisoning your brain. But why don't we do that? Why don't you just brush it on your teeth instead of ingesting it in your water? It's associated with a number of real problems. Okay? Skeletal fluorosis results. IQ goes down. Did you know that in the 1930s, many doctors prescribed fluoride to reduce thyroid function in patients with overactive thyroids? Listen to what I said. In the 30s, fluoride was used as a medicine for people who had overactive thyroids to slow the thyroid, right? In February 2015, British scientists reported that fluoridated water in Britain was associated with underactive thyroid. You see, fluoride is associated with reduced thyroid hormones and iodine depletion, and these in turn cause a range of ill effects, including fatigue, muscle and joint pain, depression, weight gain, menstrual disturbances, impaired fertility, impaired memory, and inability to concentrate. Now, think about that whole complex of ailments or symptoms that I just read to you. How many people have these things? Fatigue, muscle joint pain, depression, weight gain, menstrual disturbances, impaired fertility, impaired memory, inability to concentrate. A lot of Americans do, right? Is it all related to fluoride? No. Is some of it related to fluoride? In my opinion, yes. What about male infertility? Over 60 animal studies have found that fluoride adversely impacts the male reproductive system. Now, you may not know this, but there's a huge deficit of fertility here in America amongst men. Men don't want to admit it. But if you look at the number of men who cannot reproduce, you'll see it's a real national tragedy. And fluoride decreases testosterone levels. It decreases the motility of sperm. It alters the morphology of sperm, means how they look. It reduces sperm quantity. And you need to look into this. Now, where did this come from? How did our system, our water systems, get fluoridated? Goes back to 1943 when Brigadier General Leslie Groves, he was the chief of the Manhattan Project, great man in his own way, began receiving disturbing reports of workers and scientists being gassed and burned in atomic bomb laboratories and factories. Now, at the time, fluoride was essential in making the bomb. In the gaseous diffusion process, uranium is mixed with elemental fluorine to form a volatile gas called uranium hexafluoride, which is then enriched by diffusing that gas through a fine membrane. Follow me for another minute. Accidental fluorine gas releases caused mental confusion, extreme fatigue, pulmonary fibrosis, and deteriorating teeth. And then in 1944, engineers Peter Bragg and Douglas Meigs were killed almost instantly when a massive explosion occurred at a super-secret facility using hot liquid fluoride and pressurized steam to enrich uranium for the atomic bomb. Colonel Stafford Warren, chief of the Manhattan Project's medical section, seized the organs of the dead men, stuffing the heart and lungs of Meigs and Bragg into his briefcase before returning home. It gets eerie, doesn't it? Warren later explained that the organs had become classified material. And I'm going to tell you more about one of the greatest myths of our time, which is the fluoridation of water and one of the greatest dangers to your health that you know nothing about, right here on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Are you looking for a way to save some extra money this summer? Well, why not? Well, I would say start by paying less interest on your credit card balances. How do you do that? Simple. Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. Now listen, LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with AutoPay. That's a pretty good rate. There are absolutely no fees, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver to you. Just for my listeners, pay attention. Apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount, listen, is to go to LightStream.com/Savage. That's LightStream.com/Savage. LightStream.com/Savage and slash your credit card interest just by going to LightStream.com/Savage. Did you hear what I said? Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Savage for more information and have a great summer with LightStream.com/Savage. Middle East on the brink. North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. Elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can't happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989-898 for a free info kit. S-A-V-A-G-E, text it to 989-898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989-898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989-898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989-898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989-898. So I'm talking about countries that have banned or rejected fluoridation of water. Many of you are saying, why aren't you talking about Donald Trump and worshiping him like all the others in the conservative media? It's not my job. That's not my job. I'm not in the media in order to support a particular candidate. I supported this candidate because he promised certain things, and I'm a little disappointed on some of these things. And you don't want to hear it? I'm sorry if you don't want to hear it. The immigration thing is out of control. The border is busted worse than if it was under Hillary Clinton. See, you're throwing me off by making me talk about this. People saying, why aren't you talking about Donald Trump and how great he is? Isn't that what conservative radio is supposed to be about? No, that's called the government media complex. If a man comes to office saying, I'm going to close that border, I'm going to build a wall, and the border is more porous than it was under Obama, what do you want me to say? It isn't? Then I have no truth. So if I'm going to tell you the truth about health issues, which I strive to do, I'm going to tell you the truth about political issues, which I strive to do. And that means your feelings may be hurt, all you true believers. So let me get back to the atomic age and the hunger for fluoride. So Colonel Warren takes the organs of the dead men, stuffs the heart and lungs and Meigs and Bragg into his briefcase, and he goes home. Because he says that the organs of these dead men have become classified material. Fearing lawsuits, General Groves establishes the Manhattan Project's medical section at the University of Rochester to strengthen the government's interests. And he puts Harold C. Hodge in charge of a secret unit studying fluoride and the other chemicals used to make the atomic bomb. Now, this Hodge later became infamous as the researcher who exposed unsuspecting hospital patients to plutonium in order to study its effects. That's how evil he was. He exposed unsuspecting hospital patients to plutonium to study the effects of plutonium on them. Are you listening? Listen, there's a lot more to this. 1943, farmers downwind of a New Jersey DuPont plant noticed that something is burning up the peach crops. Do you want me to continue on Florida Nut? Or do you want me to just become another MAGA? MAGA! MAGA! Greatest man since Jesus Christ himself. I tell you right now, God has come down on the earth.
Savage.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
All right, at the risk of the displeasure of all of the MAGA supporters out there, I will continue talking about fluoride. And I'll continue with whose idea was it to fluoridate water altogether? How did it start? Let me go back, though, to the peach crops that were dying. 1943, downwind of a New Jersey DuPont plant, farmers noticed that something is burning up the peach crops. So Dr. Hodge was dispatched to marshal a government response. General Groves assisted by calling secret meetings attended by scientists and officials in the U.S. government industry. The farmers who sued the government lost their legal case, but were pacified with financial settlements. It was all from being downwind of a fluoride thing. In 1944, Alcoa learned that 120 workers at aluminum smelting plants in New York State had bone fluorosis. The workers' x-rays showed evidence of fluoride-linked medical injury. A few years later, Alcoa would figure prominently in the acceptance of fluoride as a water additive. So whose idea was it to use fluoride for tooth decay? 1901, a young dental graduate named Frederick McKay opens a dental practice in Colorado Springs and was astounded to find grotesque brown stains on the teeth of the locals. Sometimes entire teeth were splotched the color of chocolate candy. He also discovered that teeth afflicted by the brown stain were surprisingly resistant to decay. So McKay publishes a report that reached the desk of Alcoa's chief chemist, H.V. Churchill. Churchill's team discovered that it was fluoride causing the discoloration of tooth enamel, and this gave him an idea. He went to a young researcher named Gerald J. Cox, whose work was funded entirely by Alcoa, and suggested that a review of the literature on fluoride's risks and benefits would be of great interest to Alcoa. He then introduced Cox to Harold Hodge of Rochester. In 1950, Cox and Hodge published a glowing report on fluoride's benefits. To give you an idea of how objective they were, check out this quote from their introduction. Well, I'm not going to read it. You read it on my website. So later in 1950, based mostly on the Cox and Hodge report, the United States Public Health Service formally endorsed fluoridation of municipal water supplies and recommended that municipalities be strongly encouraged to do so. Safe levels that they picked were based solely on the risk of dental fluorosis, not with respect to the other dangers of fluoride, which Cox and Hodge had ignored. Now, where does fluoride come from in your water supply? Well, wet scrubbers are pollution control devices used by the phosphate industry to capture fluoride gases produced in the production of commercial fertilizer. In the past, when the industry let these gases escape, vegetation became scorched, crops destroyed, cattle crippled. Today, after being captured in the scrubbers, the fluoride acid is barreled up and sold unrefined to communities across the country, and they pour it right into your reservoirs. Can you believe this? Well, you know, this is a huge story. Again, I want to say right at the outset, I will repeat again, there are conspiracy theories around the fluoridation of water. But there's also science and medicine that you need to hear so you can make an informed decision. And again, if you missed the opening to the show, most European nations ban or reject fluoridation. Austria, Belgium, Finland, Germany, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, the Netherlands, Hungary, Japan, and Israel. And Israel recently announced a ban, by the way, on fluoridation of their water. And Israel's pretty advanced when it comes to science, right? Japan, which notes that calcium fluoride is the type needed and not industrial sodium fluoride, severely regulates the amount of fluoride in their water. But here in the United States, the dumb nation, we take no similar actions. Meanwhile, fluoride has been linked to cancer risks and a lower IQ in children. Now, while water fluoridation may be the norm in America, it doesn't mean it's good for you. You have a choice. And it's a growing controversy that you heard first today on the Savage Nation. I realize this is not the normal fare of radio today, talk radio. It's all about Trump. Trump this, Trump that, Trump good, Trump bad, Trump this, Trump. We can't do it anymore. I cannot have my brain sucked out by one man on the planet. I had a whole life before Donald Trump became president. I was a scientist, an author. I am going to be a scientist and an author after he leaves office, hopefully after 6 more years. He will be in another world. I'll still be on the radio, God willing, and I will not be talking about him anymore. So if you don't mind, I'm not talking about him. If you want to hear about it, go to Wallbanger. Wallbanger and Company, that's all they talk about. Now, we only say Mueller and the Steele report, so you feel you're smart. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to talk about this, talk about other scientific topics, and more so, I'm going to do more of it. Actually, what I may talk about later today is the French Revolution and how the seeds of the French Revolution are being reenacted here in the United States of America, primarily by Antifa, the four monsters on the left called the Squad. These are all people who want to bring about the equivalent of the French Revolution in this country. And they're guising their operation under the fake compassion for illegal aliens at the border. A complete fraud. A complete fake. I'll talk about it later. I want to go back to the fluoridation situation. All right, we loaded with calls, by the way. Georgia Chad, welcome to the program. You're a water system operator. Tell us what you think.
That's right, Dr. Savage. I'm a water system operator for a municipality. That means I am responsible for putting the poison known as hydrofluorosilic acid into the water every day. And I'm conflicted with that every day that I come to work, knowing what it is and that I'm responsible and mandated by the state to...
Well, you lose your job if you stop doing your job, so you have no choice.
That's right. And I don't have a choice, but it's still...
You have no choice, and from my position... You alone are not going to change the municipality's view on this. They'll fire you if you even brought up a complaint. Is that correct?
Yes, I would fully expect to be fired if I was this.
So therefore, I suggest you don't bring up the problems with fluoride. I don't know what I suggest you do, but please do not lose your job because of your beliefs. You're providing for yourself and your family is paramount in your life. No one's going to help you if you don't.
I couldn't consider going down that road to risk losing my job, but it's still a conflict every day. I mean, the stuff eats concrete within seconds of
you know. Say that again? What eats concrete in a few seconds?
The hydrofluorosilic acid is looking for calcium. It eats calcium, so that's what's mainly in concrete. So you could drop a piece of concrete into the acid, and it just dissolves within seconds.
Oh, God. I'm sorry to hear it.
To the water.
Well, there's things I didn't know about how powerful this chemical is. Now, of course, the industry would argue, yes, of course, it's true, but it's about the concentration, and the amount we put in water is infinitesimally small, and it has no effect whatsoever except to prevent tooth decay. And I'm sure that many people would agree with them, but I don't.
The recommended amount is 0.7 parts per billion, and that's really a minute amount, but either way, if I know something's poison, I don't just eat a little bit of it.
I love the argument of the minute amount doesn't matter. It's a ludicrous argument in a way. Think about a mosquito and how small it is compared to a human male. Let's say the human male weighs 200 pounds, the mosquito you can't even weigh. If that mosquito bites you, if it's an Anopheles mosquito, it can give you malaria, so what does size have to do with anything?
Great comparison.
Okay. Look, I'm sorry I can't help you with any advice other than letting you salve your conscience. Let me send you a copy of A Savage Life, which will explain the story of how an immigrant son became a famous radio host and a world-famous author. Me. That's really my life story in many ways. There's never going to be another one, I don't think. So what do you do to avoid fluoride? Well, I don't know. What do you do to avoid it? Where else do you find fluoride? Well, listen to this. Have you ever heard about antibiotics that are based on fluoroquinolone? Fluoroquinolone antibiotics. Over 10 million prescriptions are dispensed annually for drugs like Cipro, Floxacin, Cipro, and Levaquin. Now, they were originally perceived as effective and safe for a variety of infections. They're no longer recommended to any patient for whom a non-fluoroquinolone antibiotic will work. The FDA label says to see your doctor if you have the following symptoms after taking these drugs, like Cipro. unusual joint or tendon pain, muscle weakness, pins and needles tingling or prickling sensation, numbness in the arms or legs, confusion and hallucinations, disturbances in attention, disorientation, agitation, nervousness, memory impairment, and delirium. That would be everyone who watches Fox News. No, I'm joking. Have you seen the ads surrounding these news shows? Every other ad is about a drug. Every other ad is about an autoimmune disease. Every other drug is pushing. Every other ad is pushing a dangerous, deadly drug on top of it all. Drugs that cause cancer are now being prescribed like M&Ms to people. That's a separate story for another day. Mechanically deboned chicken. Meats that are pulverized into a pulp form. Chicken fingers, chicken nuggets. You know how they're made? They use a mechanical deboning process, which increases the quantity of fluoride-laden bone particles in the meat. Deboned chicken meat has consistently been found to have the highest levels. This includes, pay attention, mothers, pureed chicken meals for infants. You heard it on the Savage Nation. I won't beat you up with any more, but here's one last one. Non-organic vegetables. Cryolite is a fluoride-based pesticide that is allowed to be added to most vegetables. Sulfuryl fluoride is a fumigant in food processing facilities used to kill bugs, rodents, and reptiles. So this fluoride is being used as a hazardous waste. This hazardous waste, fluoride, is in our drinking water and many of our foods and our drugs based on bad science and powerful politics. And yet many nations on Earth do not use fluoride. Some very intelligent nations like Israel, Germany, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Hungary, Netherlands, Belgium, Austria, they do not use fluoride in their water. So don't sit there now like a dummy and say that it's a conspiracy theory, a right-wing nut. It's perfectly safe for you. I like that sugar and I like my tobacco and I like my bacon and eggs. You can do what you want. If you want to be a moron, go ahead and be a moron. I won't stop you. And if you're afraid of information, turn the show off, because I'm going to give you more when I come back, right here on Rock and Roll Friday.
Savage.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. So, doing a lot of health today, health topics, fluoridation fuss. And if you think I'm a lone wolf on this, you're mistaken. Many educated people know about this. Many towns are banning fluoride from their water supplies. I realize that it's not a topic that the ordinary conservative listener to talk radio knows anything about, nor may even not be interested in it, for all I know. But many of you are saying, Savage, please publish a new book on diet and nutrition. Dan Saltzman from Michigan just emailed me and said, Michael, please, a new book on diet and nutrition. Well, that'll take me at least 2 years to do. So I'm not ready to even talk about that at all. I only want to talk about this for now. In the next hour, I'll go to political topics, and there's plenty of them. The left wing in this country, the Democrat Party, are fundamentally those who brought about the French Revolution in France. They are fundamentally equivalent to the Bolsheviks who brought about the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. So if you would like murder, death, imprisonment for the middle class, go ahead and vote for Democrat. That summarizes my whole feeling on politics today. And there's no reason to me beat it up anymore over and over again, the same thing. I just explained to you what would happen. Because no matter what their rhetoric is, it's the same revolutionary rhetoric. And I will do a little bit more about that. The French Revolution, the Russian Revolution, the ongoing revolution in America right now, and who is behind it while they're disguising themselves. Some are not disguising themselves. Occasional Cortex is a Frankenstein monster created by the communist Bernie Sanders. It's Bernie Sanders in a skirt in a younger female form. She's a virulent version of him in a woman form of that old communist bum. And if you follow their advice, we'll wind up with a mountain of skulls in this nation and a mountain of people behind bars. And I'm not going along with the program. And that's all I have to say on politics. It's that simple. So what choice do we have? We have Trump or that? Trump or bust? It's that simple. So you ask me, who am I supporting? Trump, and that's the end of it. That doesn't mean I have to worship his boots every day. It doesn't mean I have to worship the man every day. We've covered that. The election isn't until a long time from now. How can you talk about this election day in and day out right up until the election? How can you? It's never been done in American history, this obsession. I've never seen it in my whole life. That's so many months out from an election, people are talking about this rubbish, this nonsense.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.